89 degrees and sunny in Nashville. Good evening. I'm Catherine Sweeney. Here's the latest from WPLN News at 5:04. The state's lethal injection protocol will not be getting an update. That's what Governor Bill Lee told reporters in Knoxville this week. The question has been floating around since the Tennessee Department of Correction tried and failed to execute Tony Carruthers in May. First, the medical team tried to place traditional IVs, and then the doctor on site failed to place a central line and a deeper vein. Lee ended up calling into the prison and ordering the staff to stop. Still, he says they were following the rules.
I think as we have observed, it was carried out appropriately. The Department of Correction did exactly what they were supposed to. I decided to suspend the execution.
Kit Thomas is one of the several attorneys representing Tennessee's death row inmates. She noted in a written statement that the rules say to hire a doctor who can successfully place a central line, so the May execution was a violation. Critics want the state to beef up its qualification process for the IV team and the doctor, but at least during Lee's tenure, it appears that won't happen. The next lethal injection is scheduled for August 13th. Attorneys for Daryl Hines, who is to be executed, say TDOC refuses to clarify whether the same doctor will be overseeing the execution and whether the lethal injection drugs are in date. The Tennessee Bureau of Investigation is looking into a shooting that happened in Memphis on Wednesday that involved a U.S. Drug Enforcement Administration agent working for the Memphis Safe Task Force. The incident happened when members of the task force were trying to serve an arrest warrant. The situation escalated and a DEA agent fired his gun into a room, striking and killing a man. As always, you'll find more news at WPLN.org. Again, we are in a flood watch until Sunday. That's because the ground is soaked through and more rain is expected through the weekend.